Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Come on, sing.
Oh,
the mighty things that he has done. We would like to welcome you to the Hour of Power broadcast. We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. I am Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, the speaker of the hour, and this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. We getting ready to go before the throne of grace, you still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend, and let them know that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name, we lift your name up high, we give you all of the glory, the honor, and the praise. God, your word says, if you be lifted up, God, you said that you will draw all men unto you. So today, God calls men and women, boys and girls, God calls them by the thousand and the 10,000, God, to be drawn unto you, calls them to give their life like never before in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you for what you're about to do. We thank you, God, for this word, Father, the rhema word that you're about to bring to your people. God, do it even now. And Father, we thank you and we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Yes, you still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air. We're getting ready to go to the Word of God. And the Word of God is coming from today, from the 9th chapter of John. You know, when we can look at the miraculous and we can see the supernatural things of God, I want you to know today that there is nothing too hard for God. But the Word of God says that He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. But there is nothing too hard for God. So because there is nothing too hard for God, we want you to stand in faith and to believe God that no matter what situation, no matter what you're going through today, that God is on your side. And the Word of God says that He will never leave you. He said that He will never forsake you. So we're getting ready to go to the Word of God, and we're getting ready to preach the Word as God has given us this morning. So let's begin at that first verse of the 9th chapter of John. And as Jesus passed by, He saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked Him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus answered, neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifested in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night comes when no man can work. So here we see that it wasn't the man, it wasn't his parents why he was born blind, but the Word of God said that God should be manifest in him. So here we see we see a man that didn't just lose his sight on last year. It wasn't because he had glaucoma. It wasn't because of the man with eyes were put out or was punctured out. It wasn't that. It was because the man was born blind. And when his disciples had seen it, that's why they asked the question, was it him or was his parent had sinned because of the man being born blind? But God wanted them to know that it was because of the works of God should be manifested in him. And sometimes we see people, we are so critical and we're so quick to think because something is wrong with them, or they have some infirmity or sickness in their body, we're so quick to say that this is because the person has sinned, or they transgressed, or something their family did, or something that they did. But here we see prime example that the Word of God let us know that it wasn't the man that sinned, it wasn't his parents that sinned, it was that God can be manifested in him. And here the Word of God said, He said, I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night come when no man can work. He said, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. And when he had thus spoken, he sat on the ground, and he made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay. He rubbed the blind man's eyes with this clay. But remember that what the word of God say, because that is very important. He said that he spat on the ground, and then he made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, he said to go and wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. So here we see that the man, he was blind from his mother's womb. But Jesus performed a miracle. I believe that there's a song that says, I'm looking for a miracle. I'm looking for expecting the impossible. And when you begin to think about this man, you know, the people around him did not apparently was using the gift of the Spirit of healing. And they did not know, but God wants them to know that there is the supernatural and there is the miracle working power that can be manifested in people. And so, therefore, God wanted to build the man's faith, his disciples' faith, as well as the people that was around him. And this man, he had, although God had spat on the ground, and though he rubbed his eyes with the clay, and anointed his eyes with the clay, this man had to be obedient to God. If he didn't be obedient to God, and you know how sometimes people would say, oh, I'll go do it, but I know it's not going to work. You know, the word of God comes from a man or woman of God, and God gives instruction, and that person may say, well, I'll do it, but I don't believe that's going to be done. I don't believe that I'm going to be healed. I don't believe that I'm going to see. I don't believe that my arthritis is going to leave from my body. You know, but the Bible says, to them that believe, all things are possible to him that believe. So this man was obedient to God, and he went, and he went to the pool of Siloam like he was told to, which means sin. He had gone, and he washed, and when he washed, you know what happened? He began to see. I mean, this was a miracle from God. This man was blind from the day that he came out of his mother's womb. He was blind, could not see. Everywhere that he had gone, unless he had was able to identify with some places, familiar places, he had to be led everywhere that he go. And you know what? When we think about it, this man never was able to see the sun, you know, and the moon and the stars. He wasn't able to see colors. And he never was able to see what his mother looked like or what his father looked like, you know, and those that was around him. He wasn't able to see any of that. But there came a day that God moved upon him, and he was able to see everything that he was not able to see before. So when the word of God says in the 8th verse, it says, the neighbors therefore, and they which before him had seen him, that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged? Because what else could he do in a way? You know, he was blind. He couldn't see. He wasn't able to do some of the jobs that others did because he could not see. So when Jesus had performed that miracle upon this man's eye, began to see, then the neighbors took note of him because they knew that this man is not this man, is not he that sat and begged. Because he didn't, you know how people are now. You know, they have a sickness and they can't work, or they are disabled and they will cause them not to be able to do the normal tasks that we do every day. Well, they're sitting sometime, and they're sitting by the wayside, and they're looking for some assistance. They're looking for somebody help because they can't do the work that everybody else can do. So he, every day he just sat there. I don't know if somebody put him there, led him there, but that's where he was. And he was begging that somebody would help him, would give him assistance. Okay, then the word of God said, some said in that ninth verse, this is he. Others said, he is like him. But he said, I am he. He spoke for himself. He knew that he was the one that was as long as he could remember, as long as he was able to go and sit and beg because he could not see for his sister. He knew that how long he had been there. And that was him. So when they questioned, when they asked him, wanting to know, and there was a questioning among themselves, he was able to say that I'm he. And then the word of God said, therefore said they to him, how were your eyes open? They know they didn't do it. They know they didn't know anybody else was around could do it. So then this was important to them. How in the world are you able to see? When you've been sitting here, since you say that's you, how in the world can you see? You know, who opened your eyes? And he said to them, a man that is called Jesus. Come on, there is power in the name of Jesus. He told them what they have. He said, a man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, go to the pool of Siloam and washed, and I went and washed, and I received sight. So he had gone to the pool of Salome, and he had washed, and he was, after he washed, after he was obedient, he was able to receive his sight. And then said they to him, where is he? And he said, I know not. They wanted, now they're looking for Jesus. You know, when people see miracles being done, when they see the supernatural being done in other people's lives, when they see the people that have cancer being healed, then they want to know, how did that happen? Who did this? Who cured you? Did your doctor give you some kind of medicine that caused the healing to be manifest in your body? Didn't they give you a 6 months period of time that you were going to be, that you were going to die with cancer? Didn't they tell you? Didn't I hear last year that you had leukemia, and you were going to die? You know, are you telling me that you are able to see who is it? Now they're looking for Jesus because they've seen a miracle done. They wasn't looking for him before. They didn't know who he was, apparently. They didn't come in contact with him. There's somebody today that needs to get in contact with Jesus. There's somebody today that needs to know Jesus, to know him as the miracle worker, to know him as a mind fixer and a heart regulator, to know him as a deliverer, to know him as a Prince of Peace and the Alpha and Omega. Somebody need to know him. So they wanted to know where he was. He wanted to know who had made this man to see. So when we began to look at that 12th verse and say, where is he? And he said, I know not. He, the man, all Jesus did, he healed him. He did a miraculous work in him, and he went about his business. And it was, and the word of God say, and it was a Sabbath day, which is a day of rest, when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then, again, the Pharisees also asked him, how is he has received his sight? And he said to him, he put clay, he rehearsed it again. He said he had put clay upon my eyes, and I watched and do see. Oh, my God. Jesus put clay upon his eyes, and he said, I watched and I do see. And then the word of God tell us, he says, therefore, that the Pharisee, now listen at the critic, listen at the unbeliever, looking at those that trying to find fault with the miracle workers and with the believers and with those that are going forth. Oh, my God, this is what they said. They said, therefore said some of the Pharisees, this man is not of God, because he keeps not the Sabbath day. Others said, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there were a division. There was a difference of opinion among them. And then they said to the blind man again, what say you of him that he has opened your eyes? And he said, he is a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight until they called his parents of him that had received his sight. And they asked him because, you know, they went, they didn't want to believe. They knew what was happening, but they didn't want to believe it, what was happening. So then they called his parents to testify, to say what had happened. And they asked him, saying, is this your son who you say was born blind? How then does he now see? And his parents answered them and said, we know that this is our son. Oh, yes, he is our son. And that he was born blind. They know that for a fact. She knew that she birthed him. He knew that that was his son. They knew that he was blind. They knew that he was blind from his birth. But in that 21st verse, it says, but by what means he now see, we don't know. We don't know what happened and what means that he see or who opened his eyes. We know not. He is of age, ask him, and he shall speak for himself. So therefore, they are letting their son testify of what had happened. Because, number one, they was afraid because they knew that they could be put out of the synagogue. So they said to them to ask their son because he was of age. And then in that 22nd verse, I hope you're following me. I hope you're listening to me today because I believe that God wants to build your faith. I believe that God wants to take you someplace that you've never been before. I believe that God wants you to see him in his greatness. I already said that God, he is the Alpha and Omega. He's the first and the last. He's the almighty God. He is the I am that I am. That's what God told Moses to tell Pharaoh. I am that I am. And so he is that and more. And the word of God says, because that's what he said to tell them. And that's what God wants you to know today, that he is that I am that I am. I'm everything that needs to be. I am God. I can do all things. I'm the miracle worker. I'm the healer. I'm the deliverer. I'm the one that raises people from the dead. Don't you? Didn't you hear about Lazarus? What I did and brought Lazarus out? I mean, I am what I am. So therefore, they want to know. And his parents told him to ask him because he is of age. Then again, they called the man that was blind and said to him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. You can call him a sinner if you want to. But one thing I know, that I was born blind, but now I see. Call him what you want, but he healed my eyes. Then said they to him again, what did he to you? How opened he your eyes? And he answered them, I have told you already, and you did not hear. Wherefore, will you hear it again? Will you also be his disciple? And they reviled him, they ridiculed him, and said, you are his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spoke to Moses. As for this fellow, we know not from whence he is. Come on, they don't know the power of God. They didn't know who was there in their own city. They didn't know that the healer was there. They didn't know that the savior of the world was there. Come on, come on. So, I mean, when I begin to think about, I believe that there are many people that do not know that they have the healer, have the deliverer at arm's length. And, I mean, I'm right there by them. But just God just wants them to believe. That's all he told this man to do. I mean, all he told him to do, simply, God had spit it on the ground and on that clay and rubbed it on the man's eyes and told him to go wash in that pool full of saliva. And he did, and then he began to see. The man's faith, his faith increased. He believed God because of what he did. I know his parents. They knew that their son had been blind for that length of time. There's no denying that because it was so. And then they kept asking him about the man that caused him to see. And then they want to call him a sinner. You know, they want to, oh, you know, you don't do it our way, so you're a sinner. You're unbeliever. You're doing it on the Sabbath day. People have all kinds of things that they would say sometimes when they don't believe God, when they don't have an answer. But I'm telling you today that Jesus is an answer for today, tomorrow, the next day. He's an answer for every area in our life. The man answered and said unto him, why? Herein it is a marvelous thing that you know not from where he is, and yet he has opened my eyes. I'm telling you today that God, he is God. And I'm telling you that God, he is God all by himself. I'm telling you that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. I'm telling you that there is nothing too hard for God. God came in. God did a miracle. God called faith to go to that next level in him. Call it what you want to. Faith was increased that day. The man was able to see. The man was blind from his mother's womb. I mean, that was God moving in behalf of this man. And the word of God tells us in that 30th verse, the man answered and said to him, why herein is a marvelous thing that you know not from where he is, and yet he has opened my eyes. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears. And then he began to continue to say, since the word began, Was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was blind? You know, within that themselves. You know, they never heard of that. They couldn't testify of that happening in somewhere else. They knew absolutely nothing about the miraculous healing of God, because if they did, they would have known that there is nothing too hard for God to do. But it was a problem. It caused them to wonder. It caused them to be amazed about what had happened. They couldn't really understand what happened that day, what happened during the time that this man that was born blind, how he began to see. And then at the 33rd verse, it says, if this man were not of God, he could do nothing. They answered and said unto him, you were all together born in sin. And do you teach us? And they cast him out. See, the man became a witness. He began to tell them. He wasn't going to let them deny or cause him to deny the power of God. No matter if you didn't believe, and no matter if you didn't say or agree with me what has been done to me, I'm not going to be in a disagreement with the master, with the person that healed me. And you know what? All he knew, he didn't know a lot about Jesus, but he knew that Jesus healed him. So therefore, he knew what had happened to him. He knew that his life had been changed, that in his body, his eyes had been healed. So they didn't like what he was saying. So therefore, they cast him out. They put him out. And Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And when he had found him, he said to him, do you believe on the Son of God? And he answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said to him, you have both seen him, and it is he that talks with you. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. And Jesus said, for judgment I came unto the world, unto this world, that they would see not, might see, and they which see might be made blind. Oh, look at God. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, are we blind also? And Jesus said to them, if you were blind, you should have no sin. But now you say, we see, therefore your sins remain. I'm talking about the power of God. I'm talking about, you know, God has no respect of person. He has no respect of person. This was this man's day, you know, for him to be here. I think about Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, remember when Jesus came to that town and the people knew that he was coming? And remember, Zacchaeus was in the tree. He got up in the tree because he was short in stature. And he was there because he wanted to see Jesus. It was appointed for him. He wanted to see Jesus. There was a lot of people that wanted to see him. But because of the fact that he was short in stature, he couldn't see him. So he climbed up into the sycamore tree and to be able to get a good view of him. And when Jesus came by, Jesus seen Zacchaeus. He looked up and he seen Zacchaeus. All the people was around him, but this was his day. It was his day to be saved. It was his day that a change was in his life. I mean, it talks about Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was the topic, was the subject of what had happened, because it was a time for him to receive salvation. It was a time for him to be saved. And, you know, Zacchaeus was a tax collector, and he was able to give, after spending time with Jesus, he wanted to give all you know, half of the things that he gave back, you know, to the people. Anything he'd been accused of, he was willing to give it up. And I'm telling you today that even with this young man, he was blind. But God, but that was his day for him to be able to see. God wanted this man to be able to see. And God opened his eyes that he was able to see. He did it in a way that we could all remember the way that he did it. There are different ways that God will manifest himself to people. But I'm telling you today that God manifests himself in this young man that was born blind and caused him to see. I say to you today that all things are possible if we can only believe. All we need to do is to believe the report, believe the word of God. This man was able to see. He was able to believe God and to testify of the goodness of Jesus Christ. I don't know about you today, but somebody need to believe God. Somebody need to know that God is a healer and God is a deliverer. No matter what they have said to you, no matter what the report has been to you, you have to believe that God, he is that healer. You got to believe that God would do what the great, what the physician cannot do, what that specialist cannot do. But because God is, he specializes in every area. We thank God for every doctor, every physician, and especially we begin to think about the specialists, how they specialize. You know, you may have to have an orthopedic surgeon. You may have those that that work in gynecology or whatever it may be. Yet, we thank God for them. But there are certain areas that they specialize in. But God wants you to know that he specializes in every area of your life. There is nothing too hard for God. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. Lord, we thank you for all that you have done, all, God, that you're going to do according to your word. Oh, Lord God, we thank you that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Thy word how we hear in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. Lord God, move, God, even now. Those that are listening in our radio audience, Lord, bless them today. God, give them, Father God, more and more and more of you. God, increase their faith. God, even as you allowed us to bring this word of God about this man that was going blind, God, I pray even now that their faith, Father God, has been moving, been stirred up. Stir up the faith, stir up the anointing, stir up your power. And God, of those that are not saved, and God, those that do not know you as their personal Savior, God, I pray even now, God, that you would touch their heart. God, that you would cause them to believe your word. God, even as the man that was blind, how he began to believe your word and how he began to stand on your word and how he didn't let those that was unbelievers stop him from believing what you had done for him. And Father, I ask this in the name of Jesus, and I thank you, God. I pray, God, that you continually, and I thank you for continually doing miracles upon miracles in our lives. And today, God, somebody need a miracle. God, somebody need the supernatural, God, to be manifest in their lives. And I pray, God, even now, God, that people, God, will receive of you, God, that that would was needed. That what they've been praying for, because the word say, ask and it shall be given. You said to seek and you shall find it. You said to knock and the door shall be open. God, you said that we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed. Say to the mountain, be thou moved. God, you said that it shall be moved. So, Lord, we ask you, God, to move upon the people now, and God, deliver and to make free. Now, God, your word says that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead. God, you said that we shall be saved. So, Father, those that are not saved, those that have not invited you into their lives, God, those, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, is under conviction, but yet have not asked you to come into that line. I pray, God, today will be their day of change. I pray even as that tax collector, even as Zacchaeus gave his life to you, Lord, I pray even now that they will give their lives to you. Lord, even as the young man that was blind, oh, Father God, from his birth, Lord, he began, God, to be a witness for you and spoke up for the things that you have done in their life, was a witness for the things that you have done in his life. I pray, God, that there will be many of them, Father God. And God, even though they may not be blind, Lord, they have infirmity or sickness in their body, but God, that they will speak boldly and proclaim boldly your word, that men and women, boys and girls, that they know, God, that you are the deliverer, that you are our Savior, God, that you are the Lord. God, you are the I am that I am. Father, I decree and declare that it will be done according to your word. And this we bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. And God, we thank thee. Amen and amen. We would like to thank you on today for once again tuning in to the Power Broadcast. We want you to join us on Wednesday of next week as God again comes forth and God again uses us to preach the Word of God. And we want to give you an opportunity tomorrow at 4 o'clock, the Breakthrough Broadcast. That's another broadcast that we have. And it's a broadcast of men and women that we are a panel of men and women, and we are giving and speaking the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God. We have a discussion on different topics, and God is truly blessing. And we want you to join in and come and join us at the same station. We want you to be able to hear the word of God on Saturday, the Breakthrough Broadcast at 4 o'clock. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend so that they can join. And then on Monday at 5 o'clock, that is a Crossroad Broadcast. It's a group of licensed counselors that comes and speak about the things that have affected different people's lives. We talk about marriage, pre-marriage, issues in the family, things that inferiority, self-esteem, loneliness, all of these different things, different topics that we have discussed. So please join us. For you, may the Lord bless and keep you is our prayer. This has been Dr. Mary Smith McCoy on the Hour of Power Broadcast. May the Lord bless you.